93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Warner. It's the Tay and Jay Show. And, you know, I'm telling you, Jeremy, since you told me yesterday, I have been waiting for this segment. Of course, the mystery guest at 3:30 was fun. Stephen Bardo joining us, and that was a blast to catch up with Stephen Bardo, the former Flying Illini. But when you told me you had Ira Weintraub, the host of Michigan Insider at WTKA.com on, I just started laughing because I thought to myself, this whole mess brewing in Columbus, what does Ann Arbor think of all this? Well, without further ado, let's bring on Ira Weintraub. And Ira, I bet you have just been having a blast talking about all this stuff in Columbus.
Absolutely. It's, you know, Monday was Memorial Day, but we felt like more like Christmas in May, to be honest. It was like 90 degrees out here, and we were all like opening a big present when we woke up in the morning.
Ira, I've been listening to your podcast on WTKA.com, and I got to say, it's like you guys don't even have to do anything. These callers are just calling up and speaking their mind about this whole issue, and it really shows the rivalry between Michigan and Ohio State.
Well, you know, for years, Michigan enjoyed the 10-2-1 run against John Cooper, and then they go out and they hire Jim Tressel. So, of course, we've been getting a lot of grief from Ohio State fans for the last decade, their decade of dominance and all that. And so, yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to look back and say, yeah, you did beat us for a decade, but you cheated to do it. And everybody finally knows, because the fact is, things that we knew up here, it was the worst kept secret, is that he's had a decade of cheating, and it's a culture of cheating, and he's hit it. He's done a great job of hiding it. He's got an unbelievably fraudulent persona, but people have bought into it, and some people still buy into it. So, of course, we're having a field day with it, because anytime truth actually comes out, it's great, and when it hurts the Buckeyes, obviously it's even better.
You said you've known this for a while about Tressel. Is this just because of the Maurice Claret and the Troy Smith episodes that happened there?
Well, those things were made public in display denials. We obviously know what a Jim Tressel denial actually means. But people hear things, and I know some people that have really good place sources, and they kept, when this first came out, they looked at me and they said, you know, this is just the beginning, right? And this was when the tattoo first came out. We've been talking about this stuff for years. We've heard stories about, you know, kids. When a kid is being recruited by Ohio State and Michigan, stories do get out, and you hear things. And when you get them from enough reliable sources of enough places, you tend to believe what you hear. And there was a lot of whispering. You knew about handshakes and cars. And hey, it's about time that it came home to roost and that they're getting what he deserves. But it's not just him. Hopefully the program gets what they deserve, because Lloyd Carr was just quoted recently. John Cooper used to tell him all the time, they'll never fire me for cheating.
Wow.
So that's kind of how it is down in Ohio State.
Ira Weintraub, host of the Michigan Insider. He's on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. in Ann Arbor at WTKA.com. Ira, I guess, I mean, if you can look through all the mess that is Ohio State, how do you think that this shows and reflects on the Big Ten? Not good, obviously.
Well, you know, it doesn't reflect good on the Big Ten, but it does kind of just put the Big Ten and show where the rest of the conference has been for a while. Ohio State's an SEC school. That's why they made it down to championship games. Now, they were not quite a complete SEC team. They don't oversign as well, so that probably maybe was what hinders them on the field against the SEC teams. But at the end of the day, yeah, it reflects badly, but I think that it's more individual, because I think that the Big Ten will take a hit, because people will look at it and say, well, the Big Ten obviously has been struggling outside of Ohio State. So they'll take a hit on the football field until they fix that and they get some revenge on the field. But as far as the PR hit, I think that they need to throw this on Ohio State, because they're really, yeah, Michigan got in trouble and they're on probation for some extra stretching. But this is really one program that stands out, that cheats and is trying to cheat the system, and that hurts everybody else.
Is this a lot of vindication, Ira, for Michigan because of, you know, those excessive practicing with Rich Rodriguez? And you talked about the 9-1 record under Tressel. I think the Columbus Dispatch has on their website, it's been 2,700 days or whatever it is since Michigan beat Ohio State. I imagine this is just a little vindication for a lot of Michigan fans with all those things that have happened.
It is, and we've been getting the emails and the tweets and everything that say it's been 4,000 however many days since Ohio State beat Michigan without an ineligible player on the field. So, you know, the joking will go back now the other way, because I can't tell you how many times, if you're just in public and you're traveling, say I go home to visit my family in the D.C. area, you're walking just down the street or in the mall and you're wearing a Michigan hat, and you're just nowhere near Michigan, you're nowhere near Ohio, but someone with Ohio State gear sees you, and they make it a point to get in your face and tell you that they're kicking your butt on the football field. They don't know you. They've never met you. They just, that's what they do. So now first of all, I know that I'll be able to walk around a little more peacefully because if they'd want to do that, I'm just going to give them an Olio or an L-I-A-R type chant back in their face. But, yeah, it's a lot of vindication because you think about some of the close games, the one versus two game, you know, kind of annoys me because it taints the fact that one played number two in a great game and number one won and they were cheating.
You're listening to Ira Weintraub from WTKA in Ann Arbor, host of the Michigan Insider. Join us talking about Jim Tressel and how this has all impacted Michigan and how the Michigan fans are kind of reveling in this. And how perfect is it this year, Ira, that they come to the Big House this year?
Boy.
November 26th. What's that atmosphere going to be like in Ann Arbor?
It's going to be pretty unbelievable. I think a lot has to do with how both seasons are going because both teams obviously now have a lot of question marks. Michigan is full of question marks defensively. We all know how good they were. And offensively, we don't know what they're going to do with Denard. So there's a lot of question marks to first get to that game. But, yeah, even if both teams are coming in at like 6-5 or 7-4 and they were both struggling, that game's going to have a little added something because of everything that's going on. The Ohio State guys are hearing it from the Michigan people, so they're going to be fired up. And obviously, you know, Michigan's going to be fired up because they're ready to stop the streak. And also, you know, prove that when both teams are maybe not cheating, you know, who's the better team. Yeah, it's going to be pretty electric Thanksgiving weekend in Ann Arbor. And I know we're all looking forward to it, but I think I can speak for maybe you guys, too. They're all looking forward to the next 94 days passing and just getting the first day of the football season.
Ira Weintraub, he's located in Ann Arbor, host of the Michigan Insider, WTKA.com. Ira, in your opinion, how bad is this going to slam Ohio State, and how much of an effect will this have on the field in the next 3, 4, 5 years?
I think the on-the-field impact is going to be really interesting to tell, because I think that they're going to get hurt in recruiting the next couple of years. So down the road in 3 or 4 years when their upperclassmen would be these classes, it might hurt them a little bit. I'm not sure how hard they'll get hit with scholarship sanctions, but this is worse than USC. It's longer. It's been going on for his entire time there. In fact, it's been going on for 20-something years with this coach, and there's a lot of, you know, there's evidence on the record in court documents and whatnot to show that. So they're going to come down pretty hard. I think that you're going to see some things that are stronger than USC because of the similarities as far as extra benefits, but the longevity being more and the number, it seems like it's more. But at the same time, there's other examples from other programs. I know my alma mater, Maryland, years ago when Bob Wade lied to the NCAA, that was the biggest crime. Their offenses were not nearly similar. It was giving rides and things like that, just, you know, letting kids ride a car from junior college to home or whatever. This is way worse, and the lying and everything, they're going to come back with more charges. And I'm just, as I keep saying, sit back with your popcorn, have a snack, and watch them unfold the story. It's an onion, as we've all been saying, and we've only gone through a couple of layers. There's more to come, so we're just going to enjoy it.
Well, this is such an interesting chapter in the history of this rivalry. When you say Brady Hoke coming in to replace Rich Rodriguez, which was a failure of 3 years, for at least from Michigan's point of view, and now you have a new coach coming in at Ohio State, how much does this help Brady Hoke get recruiting going? I know he's doing great with the next year's class. What kind of effect does this have with his future there at Michigan?
Well, my partner in the morning is a recruiting guru, and he talks about how strong this year's Ohio class of prospects are. And Ohio State never had a chance to sign a big class anyway, just based on numbers. But they're going to be hurt a little bit. Some of the top guys are going to wait and see who's going to be the coach, what kind of sanctions, are they going to be bowl, you know, are they going to lose some bowl games? Because kids aren't going to necessarily want to go and play through those circumstances. And Michigan's going to be ready to go because they're right there in the you know, 1, 2, 3 with a lot of kids in Ohio. Hoke hit the ground running in Ohio. And they're really liking him in Ohio right now, which is a good thing for Michigan. There's a few Ohio State commits that may, you know, who knows if they flip or not. They're still, I'll be surprised if they keep everyone that they have right now. They'll get a class, but it won't be as strong. And Michigan will benefit because generally when a kid chooses Ohio State, a lot of times Michigan is his number two. And in this case, Michigan will reap the rewards and pick up a couple of top-notch kids, and it'll definitely bolster the recruiting class.
Well, Ira, I've got one last question for you. I mean, do you guys think in Ann Arbor that this thing, I mean, when you spill and you hear the rumors around here about other sports at Ohio State, maybe that this stuff's going on. What do you guys hear about that? Is this just penciled in for football, or do you hear in any other things?
No, we're not hearing anything definitive, but I've heard Will Buford's name mentioned a couple times at the car dealership. And, I mean, if you look at the recruiting classes in basketball, if you connect the dots, they're probably, go check the car dealership and see if they're involved too. I'm sure that somebody's looking into it. I don't know about the other programs, but I will venture a guess and say that the rumblings about the basketball program will at least something, if we don't get anything definitive, we'll hear more about it. But if it's going on with the football program and it's that blatant, I can't imagine the basketball program isn't getting in on a little bit there. It's only, a couple of guys a year. So sure. I can't even imagine they're not involved in it. We've heard a little bit of rumbling, but I'm waiting to hear more to make a definitive judgment. But I cannot imagine that they're not somehow involved at least a little bit.
Does athletic director Gene Smith survive this?
He shouldn't, but I mean, even worse is the president, who has always had a great reputation as in the academic, world. But he, when he jokingly said that Jim Tressel doesn't fire him, he made it basically known that even though it's not actually true, the perception that football is more important than the school, it's out there now, and so there's no way that he can survive it. And I can't imagine that a new president is going to keep the athletic director, so I'm expecting them to clean house, and then at some point probably make a full clean house with the football staff and try to get something fresh, because I think that they need to clean the slate. This is going to be a major scandal against the program. You have to break ties unless you're USC and Hyland Kiffin.
He is Ira Weintraub, host of the Michigan Insider, WTKA in Ann Arbor. Ira, we didn't mean to have you on so long, but this is fun. I could talk all hour having Ira on here talking about Ohio
Anytime,
State.
Anytime, especially if I'm talking on this subject. It's my pleasure.
Ira, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ira.
You got it, guys.
All right. Ira Weintraub. Oh, man. I have got to get on there and hear that podcast.
Yeah, just go to WTKA.com, Michigan Insider. Listen to some of the fans just calling in about stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, not only are they happy that Ohio State's falling, but this really should help the rebuilding process for Brady Hoke there in Ann Arbor.
Big time. All right, we're back. Tay and Jay Show. Before we go, you had brought up, he brought it up. Stephen Bardo brought it up. I asked him about being the athletic director. We asked him about that at Illinois, and he said, hey, if you ask me, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that? 359-2255 is how you get a hold of the Tay and Jay Show.
And Corey hit me on Twitter at Warner Connect FM. He said, I can definitely see Stephen Bardo is a solid pick for the Illini AD. Every Illini fan over 20 loves him. Instant money.
Nice. I like it. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.